Hare Krishna. This morning was quite a exciting and historic day, at least in the history of Navabraja Mahima. Early this morning, 7:30, I went along with Sundar Prabhu, Manoram Prabhu, and Krishna Prabhu to the printer, the gold press man, as well as the binder, in order to oversee the printing of the first two volumes of Navabraja Mahima, and settle some other concluding matters in bringing the books into actually bound volumes. Our printer, well, maybe some of you don't know, Sundar Prabhu is the one who does all the layout. Krishna Prabhu is in charge of the art department, artistic design, and Manoram Prabhu is sort of the coordinator of the whole production of the book since its inception 5 years ago. And we went first to the printer, who we print with for a long time. And there we got there just in time as they started the practice run for the first two volumes. And we checked the color and the color setting and everything. Tried a few different variations, but what we'd already given them and the original was right. It was very nice. We took it outside, we looked at it inside, and there are these huge, big machines, beautiful machines. Everything is computerized. Computers check the colors that are being mixed in. Computers control the different colors and paint that goes into the machine itself. I was just imagining Srila Prabhupada being in there and how Prabhupada would be opening his eyes wide and his eyes rolling and the big grin seeing this phenomenal technology being used in Krishna's service. There was really very, very impressive. And our selection of paper color, because the paper is also printed, it's antiqued, and then the color of the print, which is black, as well as the pictures, which is a different color, sepia color, and then the running head or headings or picture captions, they're another color. All of these are set and saved so that in the every other volume everything will be exactly the same. Yeah, very, very impressive. The manager of the place, because we know each other, he always calls me Guru Maharaj, and although it's the first time I've been there, he comes often to us, either to visit or to come to functions, but this was the first time I've been actually to the press, and so finally we gave the okay, let him roll. First two volumes, I can't remember what the size of the pages are. Oh, actually, I can say what they are right now. Volume 1 is 544 pages, and volume 1 is 712 pages, and volume 2 is 544 pages. The biggest book is volume 6, which is 824, and volume 8 is 800. And then we went over to see, now, I don't know what Paust is. Let me just check that, if my dictionary has that in English. Paust is the transparent paper that comes before each chapter. And so we went over to the printers where they're printing that. By the way, I think on the pictures you'll section, you can see pictures and videos that Manohar Prabhu took of different adventures in three different places. And there we had to make some significant alterations because the post is first printed on white paper and then on the transparent paper, the final version. And because the book is on yellow paper or yellowish antique paper, so there the colors were different. So we brought the colors in to synchronize with the actual rest of the book, and that took a little while, and that was very helpful, very useful. And then we went to the office and spoke about a few other things, confirmed that the books will be coming in lots of two every month, 6 weeks. And then we drove off to the gold blocker, who, you see this picture of this garage, who pulled up in front of a house with a garage door and asked, where's the factory? And he said, it's inside the garage. It looks like an ordinary house garage, but it wasn't. It was the whole bottom of the house inside, very, very nice. And this gentleman, as it turned out, has been to New Vajradham a few times already. For our open day weekend for a festival fair, and so we had to confirm certain things with them. As you see on the spine, there's the second color. We had to check whether that particular color that we'd selected he had something very similar. He also gave some advice in terms of some fine-tuning the design. How the design on the front cover should synchronize with the spine. He suggested what we should do with the back cover as well, and also gave some little tips in terms of binding. And he was doing some other very interesting work for Britannica Hungary, which I was seeing advertised everywhere. He was doing the blocking for that and showed some other types of very interesting work, particularly in Russian, done with gold and silver. And he's a master. It's actually a trade. This was something that was not just all machinery, but it was also something that included skill as well. And from him, then we went to the binding, which was a large factory, a large binding factory whom we bind with. And there we confirmed the, I don't know what it's called, but it's the ribbon that's on the top and bottom of the inside of the book. And we selected that, as well as the place marker ribbon, the silk ribbon that runs there, confirmed that the books are on their way. And it was interesting. I had a book in my hand, which was these classics of India, and Italian book, and it had a very thick bookmarker, and I said, I want a marker like this. He says, well, we don't do those markers, we do just the thin ones. I said, I've never seen a book that has such thin ones. And I thought that I never had. And he said, yes, you have. And he walked back and brought out a Venu Gita, and he said, here's your book. And he showed me that actually what looks very thin in the brochure thickens out later on and becomes more what I thought it should be. So that was very nice, very exciting. I was thinking all along and talking to the devotees what a contrast this was. Here we are driving in a car from one automated place to another with all kinds of facilities and backing, and where was Srila Prabhupada back 60 years ago when he had to go and personally beg in order to get funds to purchase paper. He purchased paper himself after getting requisition permission from the Indian government, took it by rickshaw to the printer, oversaw the printing with a type of printing press where they would select each letter at a time and put it in inverse order and print it. And well, you see what Srila Prabhupada's first books looked like, and at that time wavy lines and misaligned letters. And then Srila Prabhupada took those same printed the material to the binder, oversaw the binding, and then went out and sold the books himself and brought those books to the West, which then became the spark that set off the Hare Krishna revolution. And here we are continuing with that same revolution and doing what Srila Prabhupada called our family business, but certainly under different circumstances. Reminded me and the devotees how much difficulty Srila Prabhupada went through, because although it was an exciting morning, we really got worn out with all of these things, and that was the four of us, and Srila Prabhupada was all alone. But because Krishna was helping him, then he achieved such wonderful things. Anyway, that was today's report, and you can look for pictures and videos. They should be up in a little while on the photos and videos section. Hare Krishna. And by the way, you can see a copy of what Navaraja Mahima looks like, at least on the computer at the present time.